Hi, Owen. Quite a turnaround there in the last hour or so of that innings. How far gone did you feel the game was away from you? And, you know, were you at the point when you brought the openers back into the attack? Was it sort of playing the joker, last chance saloon kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think it was getting to a stage where we needed to make a move. There's only so many runs that you can sort of play with when a partnership gets going, and Finch and Labuschagne make it look easier than it previously was. So, I threw everything at it, and the guys bowled unbelievably well. But for Joff and Wokesy to come back like that was outstanding. And it was almost, I think it makes more of a difference when Australia don't make too many mistakes, like LBW sort of either nip back or swung back. And then the bowl as well. I mean, that's a bowler getting a batsman out. It's not a batsman making a massive mistake. So when you make inroads like that, it obviously sends quite a big message for two guys that are going in to how difficult it is out there. So that both of them were outstanding and almost set the tone for the rest of the innings.
Were the way your bowlers were able to step up for you and do that, was that because they had real clarity of thought, or was it instinct stuff? Sort of, they've been in tough games before, and it just came out at the right moment.
No, I think sticking to our plans and what we learned from the first innings and things that had worked probably until Finch and Labuschagne established that partnership, which was just holding length straight, and later in the game it swung a little bit. And it also sort of went up and down. So it was always getting more difficult to bat. It was just a matter of holding your nerve. We thought towards the end of our innings, they might have went away from that. So we sort of tried to hold our own more, even when the timing of the game dictates that you bowl different lengths, like Yorker, slower ball, wide Yorker. And we decided to stick with what worked for the majority of the game when it was the most difficult.
Okay, Rory, thank you. We'll go with George and then Will McPherson, please.
G'day, Owen. Well played. That was incredible. Where does that rate? I mean, we've seen you win bigger games, I guess, and the margin of victory we've seen be tighter. That was an incredible comeback. I'm struggling to think of one that's been... where you've come back from the dead more than that in the last few years. Where does that rate for you in terms of satisfaction of captaincy and the character of the side?
Oh, extremely satisfying. I'd probably, like, there's been two games in one in each series so far this summer that the bowlers have made us look really good. They really have. When there's been something on offer, they've held their own, they've hit their lengths, they've done exactly what's needed at the time, and it's worked. So I think that will give them not only confidence to execute in that situation again, but also belief, no matter what the situation of the game is.
Can I just ask about the DRS review, that the Wokes wicket? Goff doesn't get many wrong, does it? Does he? So how did you decide to review that one?
Just looked out, George. The protocol I go to is straight to Joss before the bowler. His bowler is still sort of puffing and very emotionally involved, whereas Joss sees everything from behind the stumps. So Joss thought it hit him in line, and Wokesy wants to review it straight away. So, and I think it was given that we hadn't created a chance from there. In that period of really good bowling, I probably, if Joss was 50-50, I would have gambled anyway.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Will, please.
And just a word for the Curran brothers, if possible. Tom obviously was great with bat and ball tonight. And then Sam is very new to ODI cricket, and you're clearly backing him ahead of David Willey in that left arm role at the moment. And for him to step up the way he did to keep up the good work of Joffre and Chris tonight and take those three wickets. So just a word for them.
Yeah, I think this might be underselling them, but it's just the truth. Every time they come in, there's a level of competitiveness that is more visual than any other player. So, and I think it's just a character of the two Curran brothers. They're give it all cricketers that are highly skillful, highly talented. Both of them are still very young, particularly Sam, ridiculously young. But they seem to take everything as it comes.
Is that competitiveness basically something that's just completely sets them apart from other people at this level?
No, I think the competitive is there with everybody else, but it's visually there with both currents. I think their skill level is as high as anybody's. And I think Tom today in particular doing something out of position than he normally does. You know, at the end, he normally goes to his slower balls and his Yorkers. He hit his length, he came on for his change, hit a really good length, very straight. He was very accurate, almost Chris Wokes-like. And Sammy normally takes the new ball, came on first change, but a little bit later, pegged the game back for us, did simple stuff really well in his first spell, and then held his own at the end. So, you know, the ask him to do different things is not what you want to do as captain, but today they sort of stood up.
Cheers, Will. Rob Jones and Dean Wilson, please.
Hi, Owen. How difficult was it as a captain to take that decision to bowl Jofra and Chris out? Was it something you put a lot of thought into, or was it the only card, I guess, you felt you had at that time?
Yeah, well, it's our strongest suit. Obviously, Jofra's an ace and so is Wokesy. And you'd like to hold him for the most important parts of the game. And I felt at the time that that was the most important part because the game was sort of edging away from us.
And the other thing that, you know, after every match, you're always talking as well about ways that you can improve. What do you think needs work in terms of the batting? Because it's been a lot of work for the sort of middle to lower order to do in both of these games so far.
Yeah, it has. I think it's been challenging for both teams. Probably particularly because the wicket is much different. You know, both sides have played really good wickets for the last 4 years. Certainly from our side, it's our weakest point of view with the bat. I said it in the last game. Today was even a slower, lower wicket. And the guys are still trying to find some sort of rhythm to try and play in that fashion. The skill level is there. It's just finding a way in which you can adapt your game. Because when we play in the World Cup, we will no doubt play maybe one game in Chennai where it'll be the exact same as this, or Nagpur if there's a fixture there. So we want to give ourselves a more rounded chance as opposed to saying, right, we're going to play at Bangalore, Calcutta, that are two great grounds and we know we're going to be good at them. We want to be hard to beat on all different surfaces. So it's challenging, and hopefully it continues to be, because it'll be good fun. But we'll just have to keep the mentality of trying to grow and learn and be a better team.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, last question. Dean Wilson, please.
Yeah, hi, Owen. Well played. I know you just described Jofra there as an ace in the pack. You know, clearly a lot of skill, a lot of ability. But just in terms of his character and kind of the responsibility you've given him already in this short space of time with the Super Over, and then, you know, coming back here, he seems to have coped with that quite maturely. I just wondered what your thoughts were in terms of how he's kind of responded to, I guess, the things that you've asked of him so far in his career.
Yeah, he's responded unbelievably well. And I think if you watch some of the probably the T20 games in particular, the guys, you know, for a guy who's spent so much time in the bubble and has been an integral part of our whole summer, particularly with Red Bull, he is really loving and enjoying playing cricket. He's got a smile on his face every time he takes the field. He's enjoying the challenge of playing against a strong Australian team. It doesn't really bother him that we're playing on slow wickets. He always seems to find a way of finding inroads or solving a problem that might be there. So he's still taking everything in his stride, which is great.
Yeah, and do you still obviously fancy there's a lot more to come from him?
I think there always is. He certainly in with the white ball, he hasn't had a bad day out yet, which is so rare. For playing at the highest level, you have maybe 1 in 4, 1 in 5, really, really good days there. And the rest are sort of average, you contribute when you can. But he's just continuing to prove. He's awesome to have in our group.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much.